is my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. Planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Turn my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs and voices never shared. But no one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words and I might teach you. Take my arms and I might reach you. But my
TLV Talk Radio. Now, I kept telling everybody who's listened to this show before that I was eventually going to let that song play all the way through. If that doesn't touch your heart when you're listening to it, especially if you're aware of what society is like in America today, if you can listen to that entire song and not at least get a little bit of a chill, and the video is absolutely phenomenal that goes along with it, and that's at the bottom of every article I publish, and you all know that tomorrow on thelibertybeacon.com, this show will be embedded in an article. And at the bottom of every one of those articles is this video. This is a song that talks about the sounds of silence. This is a song that talks about a voices, what people are listening but not hearing. People are speaking, but they're not saying anything. These are the times we live in today. That song was not picked for this show at random. That song was picked because it is so appropriate It's insane. And you'll have to excuse me. We all know that Roger's either coughing or sniffling or something. 68 years old and or will be in about 2 months. And I'm somebody who pays very little attention to their health or whether they've got a cold or whatever. And I literally do this 18 hours a day or every waking hour I have, with not one single day off in almost 13 years now. I'm telling people 12, but it's actually just about 13 years now. So for somebody who's tuning into the show for the first time, this is TLB Talk Radio, and the title of the show today is July 4th, 2022, Celebration and Reflection. Now, we're going to get into that pretty deep today, and I think that it's absolutely necessary. And no, Sam, we're not going to be able to take calls again today. One of these days, I'm going to come onto this show with a little bit to say, not very much, and I will be able to take calls because I really do like taking calls. The problem here is, again, it is my mistake, my fault. I could have opted for a two-hour show when I first came in, and I didn't, because I figured that I would be able to balance this, and I obviously can't. The amount of information I need to put out to you on any given topic each week far surpasses 1 hour, never mind 2 hours. And although the comments and the call-ins would be valuable and priceless, it precludes me from giving you the information on the topic that I'm trying to give you. So, what we're going to do is we're going to get into this. Again, this is July 4th, 2022, Celebration and Reflection. And we all know it's July 3rd, but that's the title of the show, July 4th, 2022, Celebration and Reflection. This is episode 24 of TLB Talk Radio. So we've been doing this for a little while, and the feedback that I've gotten from people who are part of the Liberty Beacon Project or people who go to our websites, and we do have half a dozen websites scattered across the planet. When I say things like that, most people tell you, well, we've got some global websites. What they're telling you in most cases are they have a website in the United States that speaks about things that are going on globally. When I tell you we've got global websites, let me give you two of them just right off the top of my head. And you've probably heard this, a lot of you, but some of you haven't. We have a website that's called UK Reloaded, United Kingdom Reloaded, but the name of this site is UK Reloaded. Where does the director of this site live? He lives in right outside of London. We have a website called Europe Reloaded. Where does the director for Europe Reloaded live? She lives in Paris. So when we tell you we have global websites, it doesn't matter where the actual servers are located. They can be located anywhere on the planet. But where are the individuals who are actually living what is happening? We're actually seeing it. We're actually suffering it or benefiting from it in the local societies. We have global websites. The feedback I've gotten from this show from people who have been listening in has been, Roger, you do a great job. You put out some really good information. One of these days, you're actually going to do some calls, aren't you? And yes, I am. So here I am wasting time when I should be giving you all of this information I told you I need to give you. Okay, today we will discuss the 4th of July, Independence Day, one of the most celebrated holidays in America throughout our 2.5 century history. Today we will discuss the 4th of July in an America where our future is all but certain and far from comfortable. Today, it'll be harder to celebrate America's birthday when the American dream is all but on the ropes, but it will be a good time to reflect on how we got into this mess to start with. Okay, before we get into that, there's always a couple of things I'd like to tell you. One of those items is TLB Talk Radio, which is the sponsor of this show. TLB Project's newest website and a social media website. So go to tlbtalk.com and say what needs to be said, because there, the only thing that's going to get you kicked off is not talking about the truth about vaccines. Boom, you're gone. not talking the truth about geoengineering. Boom, you're gone. It's not talking the truth about global warming. Boom, you're gone. The only thing that's going to get you kicked off there is being extremely vulgar or extremely illegal, or illegal in any fashion, I would guess. Because if you say and do things that are illegal, it's not just you that's going to get locked out. It's us who are going to lose our platform. So we will protect it. But you have the right to say whatever you can say, and anything can be said in a legal and a respectful fashion. But I will tell you one more thing about this. The First Amendment allows you, or gives you, or guarantees you the right to say what you wish to say. It does. You can stand in the middle of the town square, ring your bell, and herald it at the top of your voice. What it doesn't guarantee you is an audience. So if you don't know what you're talking about, or what you have to say is based on garbage, and others know this, you won't have an audience. And don't blame that on us. So go to TLB Talk and say what needs to be said, or learn what needs to be learned by others who are saying what needs to be said. But don't cry if you don't have an audience. If you don't have an audience, look in the mirror. Okay. What else have I got to say? As usual, before I get started, I would love to thank RBN for the platform. Why do I always thank RBN for the platform? Listen to what Roger says. Listen to how Roger says it. Listen to what I discuss. The things that have gotten TLB, the entire project, banned from Twitter. Totally. And they don't even tell us why. They just literally kicked us to the curb. Things that get a 35,000 follower page on Facebook with so few likes and whatever that it's insane. Not because people don't go there, but because they don't see anything from that page anymore. It's never shown to them. Or my personal timeline, which has over 9,000 people on it, but I'm lucky if I get 15, 20 comments or likes a day. And when I ask my friends or my followers why, I'm told because they never see anything from my timeline. So again, okay, RBN, knowing all of this, and RBN, which will probably be just as guilty as I am, because they also will give you the truth, RBN is a platform that allows Roger to be Roger, and Roger to tell you the things the TLB project has worked hard to research and dig up and make sure you understand. We are so appreciative the fact that RBN exists. And John Stadtmiller was a good friend of mine. I was on his show every single week, same day, same hour, every single week for over a year. This is how much he valued the Liberty Beacon Project, which in turn gave me a great value in my friendship with John. And his passing to me could not have been at a worse time, especially with what we see going on around us. John, in my eyes, was somebody who held the torch of liberty up, and he held it very high. I would also like to say a very healthy thank you to Sam. Sam tolerates me. Sam's the guy who has to, you know, move the buttons up and down as Roger's voice goes from a whisper to a screech and make sure that you all can hear what I'm saying. Sam is the producer, and Sam does a hell of a job. Sam is good people. And Sam is somebody I count on every single week to, again, make sure that you get my message. And he always does a superb job. I would also like to thank Annie at Shake and Wake Radio, who every Thursday replays this show on Shake and Wake, and also hosts my newest show, which is Eagle's Eye Report. And that's every Wednesday from 4:05 p.m. Central Time, again, on Shake and Wake Radio. And Annie is a big fan of RBN, and I'm sure that people at RBN are aware of that. I'm thinking she's probably already made them aware of that. So what we have here are three things that help to ensure the success of TLB Project's message on a weekly basis. And for this, we're ultimately grateful in a huge fashion. Also, again, I will state that the message I bring to you today and every time you hear my show is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or inevitability, depending on our course of action. or the course of action were being dragged down. So let's get into this, okay? Today's show is loosely based on another great commentary that I was lucky enough to republish on thelibertybeacon.com. Again, we have a half a dozen websites that literally are scattered across the planet. We have two great websites in the United States called thelibertybeacon.com, which is our flagship, and thefallingdarkness.com, which is the edge of the project. If thelibertybeacon.com is the center of TLB project, the Falling Darkness is the edge. This is where you go to find the issues that are on the edge of reality, and it's a phenomenal website. But we are lucky enough to have a lot of people who either consent to allow us to republish their articles or authors who literally give us articles to publish on these sites. So when I say to you, my conversation today is loosely based on, it is. Why? Because these phenomenal individuals write something that you just have to read twice. And then I decide, this is something y'all need to know about. And I always have enough information on my own or further research I do as a result of these articles to expand upon their original premise. So the article today was written by Dan Sanchez. And the title of the article is, What Has Government Done to the 4th of July? Now, my title is July 4th, 2022, Celebration and Reflection. And what you're going to find out is that they pretty much meld into the same, the same thought process. Because again, probably 40 to 50% of what you're going to hear today is based on what Dan had to say, which actually triggers a lot of things in my brain. Okay? So, let's get real. Let me open with this simple truth. Today in America, we the people have less freedom to celebrate and fewer goods and services to celebrate with. That's not a joke. That's an absolute fact. There are still some places where people just don't want to be around people. They have been so brainwashed. There are people, you walk around Walmart. How many people are still wearing a mask? How many people would get a little upset if you came within 5 or 6 feet of them? How many people, not only that, but how many organizations still push this same narrative? So having a celebration of this type, there are families out there, and I've had several get a hold of me and tell me, my family won't have anybody at their house. They won't do that. They're afraid. They're afraid if they do that, they're going to die. No, what I said isn't a joke. It's a fact. And this is programmed ignorance. And you're going to hear me say that 1,000 times over the next, couple of weeks, over the next year. This is one of my favorite sayings because it is so explanative of exactly what's happening in America today. So let me give that opening statement again, okay? Today in America, we the people have less freedom to celebrate, which I just explained, and fewer goods and services to celebrate with. So even if we were going to have a party, what's to say we would be able to go into the grocery store and find the things that we know people would like to have at a barbecue or a cookout on the 4th of July? Huh? Our economy is crashing. Our supply chain is in disarray. And this will put a damper on celebrations this year in a fashion we have not seen in our lifetime. I'm going to be 68 years old August 19th. Yes, I'm a Leo. Gee, I'll bet that was a far reach for everybody to consider. But I can't remember this. I can't remember anything like this. We went through during the Jimmy Carter years, we went through a recession. I don't remember it being like this. I don't remember supply chains that were absolutely falling all over the place, crashing and burning. I don't remember shelves in the stores, a lot of them being empty. I don't remember this. What I do remember seeing that, and when I do remember seeing that, is when I studied the fall of the USSR, the Soviet Union, where the shelves were bare, and they couldn't get things to the stores for people to buy. Okay, so we have less freedom, and we have less product to celebrate with. All right? It would seem that some communities are rescheduling their 4th of July fireworks shows because there's a shortage of fireworks. Yeah. Don't even get me started on that one. Many news outlets are reporting cookouts and barbecues will be much more expensive than last year. Let's go to one of these, okay? And I'm going to read something they published. The Washington Examiner reported the cost of a July 4th cookout is expected to be 17% higher than last year. According to a market basket survey by the American Farm Bureau Federation, that is a number that outpaces headline inflation, as prices on average are 8.6% higher from a year ago, according to the Consumer Price Index. It also represents a major reversal from the small savings for the holiday that the Biden White House infamously touted in 2021 to the derision of commentators. Let me explain something, people. When I can tell you that the cost today to throw a barbecue is 17, and there are some that are saying it's as high as 20%, higher than it was last year. But they're telling you that inflation is 8.6%. If you remember about a month ago when we were being told inflation was 8.4%, I said that's one of the biggest lies being thrown in your face, that the actual inflation was well into the double digits. There are some saying 14, some saying 16%, okay? But that's never going to be told to you. Why? Because that's going to form too much of a barrier against their wishes. That's going to get you too angry too fast. 8.6% is something they figure most people can handle. And if you don't think that a lot of this isn't based on the psychology that is done on a society, you are so wrong. There are government agencies out there whose sole purpose is to measure the psychological limits or boundaries of the society they live or work within, so that when a government steps up to commit tyranny, they can do it in measured amounts that don't push the limit of tyranny to uprising. If all of a sudden you could get nothing and all of the shelves were bare, if all of a sudden the price of food was up by 50 to 60%, if all of a sudden, and I can give you a lot of all of a suddens, this would be a whole different story. But we have some mainstream media telling us that by their calculations, the increase in cost for a barbecue over last year is at the low end 17% and probably at the high end 20%. But yet we have a government, and this includes what? It includes drink, it includes alcohol, it includes bread, it includes food, it includes transportation, it includes all of that comes out to about 17 to 20%. Okay, that covers a wide swath of the things you purchase on a regular basis. But when you have a barbecue, you just do a whole lot of that purchasing for one day because it's a party for a lot of people. So let's break that down a little bit and understand it. 17.9% for a barbecue, but yet inflation is 8.4 to 8.6%. Bullcrap! And anybody who believes that is a freaking moron. Inflation in this country is well over 10%. It's over 12%. I would estimate it's between 14 and 16%. But they ain't going to tell you that. But then our government doesn't lie to us, do they? Anybody who listens to that show knows that Roger just made a joke. A big joke. Because today, we basically suffer a government who figures the truth and you are no longer compatible. As I stated in my opening today, it'll be harder to, celebrate America's birthday when the American dream is on the ropes, but it'll be a good time to reflect on how we got into this predicament. What do I mean by the American dream is on the ropes? Well, inflation, we're being told by Yellen and all of these other people who are supposed to be protecting us from this, that we just, at the beginning of this, that it's going to get much worse. Is there anybody out there who has heard this is going to be over in a month? Is there anybody out there who's heard this will be over in 2 months? Is there anybody out there who heard this is going to be over before the end of the year? All I am hearing, and I do this every single day, I look into this every single day. All I am hearing is we're just the beginning, that it's going to get much worse, that we're headed for a food shortage like you would not believe, that we're headed for brownouts and blackouts rolling across the country because there won't be enough oil or gas or coal or whatever is necessary to keep your house powered. So in the middle of the summer, you're going to have some days where you're going to sweat your butt off. And in the middle of the winter, you better have some very warm quilts to throw over you. This is what they're telling us by these, I don't know, these little pieces of info they're throwing in our direction. This is what they're basically telling us. So now we're in America where buying food is going to be, I don't know, it's going to be some, oh my God, there's actually food at the store today. And then you rush down and 500 to 1,000 other people in this little local grocery store heard the same thing and they're all fighting for what's on that shelf. And then you go home only to find out that, hey, there's a rolling brownout and you don't have any power. And how long is it going to be before I have power again? Or I can't afford to put gas in my car and it'll be a cold day in hell when I've got $60,000 to go out and buy an electric vehicle because I don't have a job. This is the America that's right in front of your face. Do I want to do this show? I would rather be doing anything right now than telling you this. I would rather be at a barbecue. I would rather be at a 4th of July picnic, throwing down a few beers with my friends and laughing my butt off. That's what I would rather be doing. But that's not reality. Maybe it's, and I strongly suggest if you can, please do it. Maybe it's an escape for a few hours that you need. Anybody who feels that America is on the road to recovery isn't doing any homework at all. Anybody who feels that America is going to be all better before the 2022 midterm elections, I want to know what you're smoking. I really do. Because your brain is way the hell out somewhere. But, and this is another whole show, so I'll just dangle this in front of you. Anybody who believes that the Republicans are going to step in and make everything all better doesn't understand that the Republicans who have been in office for 25, 35, 45 years are as owned as those on the Democrat side who have been in there for 25, 35, or 45 years. We may see a respite, but if you're looking for a total bailout, and you're sending back to Congress those you have sent back for, I don't know, 20, 40, 45 years, you're screwing up. What you need is two things. You need to make sure that there isn't a viable replacement for them who will go and actually represent you, or, and we'll do the or when we get back.
Like a cancer grows. Hear my words out of my heart, teacher.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Hear my words out of my heart, teacher. Take my arms out of my heart, teacher.
Just before we jumped away on this break, I had said there are two things that you need to do when we're talking about the 2022 midterm elections. I said you either need to replace the rhinos who aren't going to do anything for you, like the Lindsey Grahams, who are so bought and paid for, it is insane. Other than a few really good, I don't know, news grabs every once in a while where they say the right thing, and even the mainstream media will show you that, because they are bought and paid for. What do they actually do to help you? And what I said was you either need to replace these individuals with individuals you know will go to represent you, or, and that's when we went to commercial, the or is this. We have a mechanism in this country to keep our senators and our congressmen under control. Whose control? Our control. Why? Because they don't work for the oligarchs, even though they believe they do. They don't work for the administration, even though they believe they do. They work for you and me. That is a constitutional fact. They literally work for us. We literally pay their salary. They are our employees. So if they do not represent us, you need to, listen to me, recall them. And we have the ability to do that. The problem here is they can sit there and make mistake after mistake after mistake. People can call them out, but eventually something else pops up in the news. The focus goes away from them to somewhere else. And that just becomes part of the, I don't know, part of what it takes to do business in America, living with tyrants who are supposed to be our representatives. You need to find out what recall is. You need to discuss it with your friends, your neighbors. You need to discuss it with your local political groups. You need to understand that we either take control of our leaders, and they're not our leaders, they're our representatives. We either take control of them or we stop complaining, because we're going to be going through a lot more 4th of July's as bad as this year, if not worse, until we step up and take this country back. The easiest way to do that is to take back control of the House and the Senate. Of course, the presidency, but at least the House and the Senate, which can accomplish just about anything we need if we control it. And there are mechanisms in place for us to do that. The biggest, baddest, best is recall. And yes, please take some time, learn what it is, learn how to do it. It works. And if enough people are pissed off at what's being stuffed in their face, you're not getting any representation from those you sent to Washington under their promises that they would represent you, then you need to learn what recall is. All right. So these are stark and in-your-face issues. I know that. They are. And if you also stop to consider what is, let's talk about this. What is the 4th of July? What's its place in history? The 4th of July is America's Independence Day. It marks our separation from the British Empire, a government that through a long train of abuses and usurpations, that's our Declaration of Independence, that's how it was put there, had shown themselves to be destructive of the individual rights of Americans. According to the classical liberal credo of America's founders, that was unacceptable because the only proper purpose of government is to protect the individual rights of the governed. How many times have we heard that? We've heard that over and over again. We've heard it from liberal politicians. We've heard it from conservative politicians. We've heard it from everybody across the spectrum, okay? The only proper purpose of government is to protect the individual rights of the governed. When did that stop happening? Now the U.S. government tramples on the rights of Americans to a degree that makes our past British rulers look positively benign in comparison. We're talking about dictatorial rules, dictatorial laws that none of us would ever have thought possible, especially since the rise of COVID. The government's attack on liberty and property has escalated to an all-out war on production and thus on our very livelihoods. If you stop to consider, I'm going to lock you into your house. But there's already proof that they knew well before the very first lockdown that it wouldn't be effective. We're going to force you all to wear masks. There's already proof, medical proof that existed prior to the first mask mandate stating that they were not only not effective, but they would cause more harm than the supposed COVID itself did. Anybody out there who doesn't understand that, let me give you a quick explanation of what a mask does to you, okay? You put a mask on, it stops a lot of what you are breathing out if it's above a certain size, say in water droplets, which is a lot of what you're breathing out, moisture droplets from your lungs, okay, from your throat. It stops a lot of that, and the next time you inhale, it brings it back in. Then you exhale, and it hits that barrier again. Then you inhale, and it brings it back down your throat into your lungs. Let me explain to you people, and I'm sure most of you know this, but some may not. Inhaling is the good thing. It's the oxygen. It's what keeps you alive. It's what energizes your cells. the whole nine yards. Exhaling is a better thing. Why? Because it gets rid of the toxins that have accumulated in the lungs because the blood dumps it there as it passes through your body. So now by putting a mask on, and you say, well, doctors do it for a very limited amount of time to basically keep water droplets or moisture droplets from falling into an open wound. Doctors do not wear masks for 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, for months, almost a year, over a year, continuously. They don't do it, and they will tell you it's stupid. If they're allowed to tell you that without losing their license. That's another whole show. So by wearing a mask, they knew well before they mandated you to wear a mask, especially our children, that all it would do is make you sick. All it would do is give you sickness that may be with you for the rest of your life. All it would do over any extended period of time is bring the exact same toxins your body was trying to get rid of and now have built up in an alarming amount on that mask. And every time you inhale, you bring them right back down into your lungs. Again, when you bring something back into your lungs, it is absorbed and it is passed around the body. So they were aware of this. There's actual medical proof showing they knew this to be a fact. There were actually some doctors that stood up to say these mask mandates are absolute crap. So what are we looking at? When I say, okay, when I say that today we have the rights of Americans have been violated to the degree it makes our past British rulers look positively benign in comparison. You are being forced to harm yourself. You are being forced to lock yourself down, or were, to the point where it destroyed your business, it destroyed your job, it destroyed your family. It increased suicides, especially in our younger children or younger adults, to a level we have never seen. And I could go on and on. And all of this was known prior to it happening, that it would have far more negative and harmful effects than any good it could possibly do. Now the U.S. government tramples on the rights of Americans to a degree that makes our past British rulers look positively benign in comparison. They have shut down huge swaths of the economy. They have locked up millions of families, breadwinners, at home. A massive expansion of government spending has shifted much of the country's wealth from the private to government control. The spending is so out of, it's insane. Okay? We are well above, I think we're probably approaching $35 trillion in debt. We are at a point right now where that debt, if it was put on the shoulders of each and every child we have, or each and every American we have, would be so much none of us could even consider paying it in two lifetimes, never mind one. We are at a point right now where America is no longer soluble. America literally has so much debt that we should be forced into bankruptcy, and that may be coming very soon. The Federal Reserve has waged a war on saving and sound investment, that, and thus a war on sustainable capital formation. Again, if you don't have enough money, you print some. And everybody who thinks that comes out of thin air, it doesn't. It comes from the Federal Reserve, which is a privately owned corporation. Everything that's printed goes as debt against you and I. So the uncontrollable printing is a massive debt increase on your back and my back at an extent we have never seen until now. The Biden administration has discouraged work with stimulus payments that throttled energy production with regulations. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. When these checks started going out, and people were saying, oh, I'm going to get $1,400, or, oh, I'm going to get $700, oh, I'm going to get $800, and then I'm going to get another one. And guess what? I don't have to work because I'm getting more from the government than I would get working. Again, this is intentionally putting you in a place where you are enhancing or speeding up the demise of what we would call a constitutional republic. But yet, how many people were so happy to see that because they had put us in a situation where we didn't have enough money to live? And now they're giving us enough money to live. And now I realize that by sitting at home, I don't have to do anything, and I can still go out and do basically within, you know, maybe not quite as much, but within some certain limits, I can still enjoy a semi-comfortable life. And if anybody who doesn't think that that wasn't done intentionally, it was. But that accomplished two things. That accomplished destroying a lot of business in this country, and it also accomplished a massive increase in the debt on our children's backs. Okay. And by using our tax dollars to drag the entire Western world into a global economic war with Russia over the latter's invasion of Ukraine, the U.S. government has made a terrible situation worse and longer lasting, causing trade in food and energy supplies to plummet. Let's talk about energy real quick here. It's something that absolutely has to be mentioned. Because anybody who doesn't believe that what is being done to oil, gas, and coal in this country isn't a huge portion of the inflation or the cost factors you're seeing around you, again, you're a moron. All right? One of the biggest things to affect inflation is gas, oil, and coal. And if you think they didn't know that, you're absolutely wrong. They did know that. And it's not a matter of we're not going to use it anymore. It's a matter of we're not going to use American gas or oil anymore. We're going to go to people we don't trust or people who don't like us and beg them to give us more. And to give us more at cost that would be far above what we could produce it at in our own country. Why? Something most people don't know, and you need to do a little research because they're never going to tell you this, is that underneath the Southern Rockies in the United States, there's an estimated 3 to 3.5 trillion barrels of oil, either locked up in shale or not locked up in shale. We have the largest oil reserves literally on the planet. But you can't touch that. You got to go beg Saudi Arabia. You got to go beg Russia. You got to go beg Venezuela. Why? Why? But it's being used to destroy America. If you increase the price of oil enough, diesel fuel goes through the roof. What doesn't get delivered via diesel trucks? What? What form of manufacturing doesn't use some sort of either oil, gas, or coal? Electricity is generated by, don't tell me, by wind or by solar, because that is an extremely small portion of what is produced in this country. The majority of it is either by water, you know, hydroelectric, or by gas, oil, or coal. So the cost of electricity goes through the roof. And all of a sudden, we have rolling blackouts and brownouts all over the country. Now, if we've got the biggest oil reserves on the planet, why is any of this necessary? Unless it's intentional. It's not necessary. Thus, it is intentional. Okay, let's go on. Even Musk warned us in 2020, if you don't make stuff, there is no stuff. That's what he said. If you prohibit business owners from opening up a shop and workers from going to work, there will be less stuff. If you prohibit domestic industries from importing food and fuel from major exporters, there will be less food and fuel. Okay, that's one thought. But producing it at home is also another thought. If you don't have enough energy to produce, transport consumer goods, there will be fewer consumer goods. And I could go on. No amount of stimulus financed by Federal Reserve money creation will change these underlying facts of scarcity. Electroshocking a prison laborer won't make him work harder if he's manacled. Neither can you stimulate a shackled economy into prosperity. Let the damn people drill. Open the wells up. Build the pipelines. Get the gas transported all around the country. The day you say you're going to do that, you will see the price of oil drop by 30% just by saying you're going to do that. But it's not going to happen as long as Joe Bob's sitting in the White House. Happy 4th of July. Okay. Now, as an inescapable result, there are a lot more Federal Reserve notes chasing a lot less stuff than there otherwise would have been. And that is why prices are rising. Okay. We have betrayed the legacy of our founding fathers by relinquishing the rights they fought for to a tyranny many times worse than the tyrant they overthrew with a false promise of government-provided plenty, security, and health. That is why this Independence Day, we have less freedom to celebrate, and as a result, fewer goods and services to celebrate that with. To truly honor America's founding, we should start acting like Americans again. Declare our independence as individuals, reclaim our freedom to cooperate with each other to produce, provide, and thrive. This isn't a joke. This is an absolute fact. I started talking to people about this 2 years ago. When did it get better? In the last 2 years, when did it get better? But they kept telling us over and over again, this is temporary. Remember, inflation is transitory. That was told to us over a year ago. What does transitory mean? Does it mean 15 years? 15 months? 15 weeks? What I am telling you is every time they tell you it's going to be better, you freaking believe them. Why? They prove over and over again that they are working for the demise of America. Why? You cannot have global governance as long as the global cowboys are still standing on their feet. You've all heard me say that. It is a fact. I started telling you about that 14 years ago. And here we sit at the edge of the cliff right now. Global governance, if we continue to allow this to happen, is years away. One, maybe two, not 15, not 20. Tyranny beyond anything you can imagine is months away. Not years, not decades, not generations. We are living in a time where this might be the best 4th of July you will ever see. I'm strongly urging all of you to go out and celebrate it. We live in what was once the best country on the planet. Today, the tyranny that is happening in this country against we the people is far beyond anything you can imagine. When the Supreme Court steps up to say abortions are not the purview of the courts, they are the purview of the states. The states are independent sovereign nations in a union. And it's not our job to say what can and can't be done. It is the right of the state to make those decisions. But yet you now have leaders. You now have liberal leaders that are telling you, you need to defy the court. We need to get rid of the court. We need to what? Kill people? We need to set up camps, tent camps, where you can do abortions in states that are going to allow you to do it. And if they don't, then we're going to make sure you know we were here. So basically what we're looking at right now is, and Nancy Pelosi is supporting this, and Chuck Schumer is supporting this with threats and the whole nine yards. What we are looking at right now is a progressive portion of America that is literally telling you, you will do what I tell you to do, or we will make you sorry for it. What the Supreme Court did was absolutely 100% right. They never said abortions are illegal. What they said is this was always the purview of the state. Roe versus Wade should never have taken it from the states. It needs to go back to where it should be via the Constitution. It should be the power of the state to make that decision. But yet you're being told women's rights have been taken away. You can't have an abortion anymore. We need to hurt people for this. We need to hurt Supreme Court justices for this. This is America, people. Did you ever think you would see that? And that's just one situation. I could spend 10 hours telling you the tyranny going on in this country and prove every single word coming out of my mouth. They didn't commit tyranny. What happened is the Supreme Court did exactly what they should have done. It is the purview of the states. It is not the purview of lawyers sitting in the Supreme Court. And they said it should go back to the states, and they were right. But the liberals don't like that. So do me a favor. Go out tomorrow. Enjoy the 4th of July. Understand what you're celebrating and why you're celebrating it. But also reflect on what is being slammed into your face as they slam you into a brick wall over and over and over again with the promise that if you don't do everything we tell you to and the way we tell you to do it, we're going to continue to slam your head into this wall until it breaks. This is America. What I just said is not an exaggeration. It happens to be a fact. This should be a monumental 4th of July. It should be a point of consideration. Will we allow this to continue? And what will next year's 4th of July be? Will it be about freedom? Will it be about liberty? Will it be about independence? Or will we even be allowed to gather for a barbecue or a cookout? No, I'm not joking. I'm not. Will there be any steak? Will there be any corn on the cob? Will you be allowed to use a gas grill at all? Or will you go to jail if you fire up a gas grill? This is the America we live in today. I'm not telling you don't enjoy tomorrow. I'm asking you to please enjoy tomorrow. But I'm telling you this is not only a point of celebration. It's a point of consideration. Consider where you are and where they're taking us. I'll be back next week.
Bed is killing you. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Did you know more people die in bed than anywhere else? More people die in bed than from car accidents, COVID, or mass shootings. But still, we have entire rooms in our homes just for beds. Beds have been killing people for centuries. Mattresses are freely bought and sold every day without background checks, limits, or waiting periods. It's time for common sense bed control to end the killing. Hospitals and hotels sometimes have hundreds of beds. Nobody needs more than 6 beds max. Mattress dealers should have to be licensed and be required to keep all sales records forever so that we know who's buying all the beds. Oh, and don't get me started on those Amish-built wood frames. You've all heard that dog whistle before. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem. Parabellum.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. artificially induced state of consciousness.